everyone. Welcome back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andrus, and joining me today is Tinley McWhorter. Tinley is going to be speaking about her organization, Blind to Disability, today, and I'm really excited to dive in and hear a little bit more about that. Let's start with getting to know Tinley. So Tinley is a full-time student at UNLV. She is the current Miss Tivoli Teen USA 2019. Her interests are cheerleading, fitness, and has competed in many different pageants. So hi, Tinley. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm really excited to hear more about Blind to Disability and get to learn a little bit more about you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Yeah. So why don't we just dive in and, you know, get to know Blind to Disability. So
yeah, of course.
Let's start with, what exactly is Blind to Disability?
So Blind to Disability is based off of my personal story of being fully blind in my left eye.
Okay.
Growing up fully blind in my left eye has been challenging. I was told I wasn't able to play lacrosse. I wasn't able to become a cheerleader. I wasn't able to even drive a car. Many of these things were something I dreamed of doing, or something was just everyday life.
Right.
And I decided I didn't want a disability to hold me back. And so I worked extremely hard to become a cheerleader, and I was the captain of the cheer team while I was in high school. And I played lacrosse, and I learned how to drive. I overcame all of these obstacles that were placed in my path because of my disability. So I started Blind to Disability to inspire those who are facing obstacles in life, who are living with disabilities, to not let their disability define them. My main message with Blind to Disability would be to let everyone know that we don't have disabilities. We only have abilities, and that's very important to me.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on that, is that, yes, being that sometimes some people have certain disabilities in their lives and people are constantly telling them that they can't do something. However, through that disability, you can work on achieving a greater goal. And
yes,
how
agree.
You're saying that you're legally blind in your left eye, correct?
Yes.
My mom is actually partially blind in her left eye. Mm-hmm. You know, went about her daily routine and worked really hard to, you know, accomplish certain things.
Exactly.
It's crazy how people say that you can't drive. I mean, it seems really scary to get behind the wheel with only one eye or just...
Yes. Because my depth perception is off,
uh-huh.
It was challenging to learn how to drive and learn how to accommodate for that. But I've learned to be extremely cautious all the time, and I've just learned over time. I got better and better at it.
So do you wear glasses behind the wheel to like help strengthen your right eye?
No, so my right eye is fully good. I have 20/20 vision in that eye.
Okay.
So I was actually born about 2 months premature.
Okay.
Which caused my optical nerve to never develop all the way. So my eye is unable to send images to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain can process those images.
With all of this, with Blind to Disability and you accepting, you know, your disability, how has this like really strengthened your life? And was there any point in your life where you felt that this disability was really going to stop you from achieving a greater goal?
So yes, I used to be very afraid of speaking about my disability to people, and I would say I was almost ashamed of it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it would make me lesser of a person. In pageantry, that's one thing the judges always want to ask me. On your bio, it says that you are blind in your left eye. Tell me about that. And that would immediately knock me off guard. I was afraid they would remember me as the blind girl, the girl who only had one eye.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in elementary school and middle school, I was bullied because of it. I was told I was the one-eyed freak. I was the one-eyed weirdo. I was called all of these names, and I did have to wear an eye patch during that time because I was going through surgeries to try to make my eye look more real,
okay.
I guess. And so, so it was something that I was definitely not comfortable with. But once I've learned to just embrace it and that it is a part of me, I was able to not let it define me and define what I could accomplish. Even though it was harder, I had to go the extra mile. It wasn't something I could have done easily like the other cheerleaders on my team or the other lacrosse players. Mm-hmm. But it was something that I worked hard for, and it almost made it more rewarding in the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. And I mean, I agree with you. I think that having a disability, or even just like a flaw in general, or a flaw that we think is a flaw, mm-hmm. Is sometimes tough, only because it's harder on yourself when other people are staring and making yes. comments and making judgments about you, and it's hard for you to just, you know, be comfortable with mm-hmm. either an obstacle that you're going through, or a disability, exactly. or just a flaw that you think is a flaw, instead of embracing it. Because mm-hmm. honestly, at the end of the day, you're helping someone else who is going through the same situation or similar yes. situation as you are. And I'm sure you're not the only girl or only person out there who is blind in their mm-hmm. left eye. So I think that the message that you are sharing with others is truly inspiring. I know.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm inspired by you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But, you know, like you said, you learn to accept all of that. Mm-hmm. And did you have like an epiphany in life, or what really helped you learn to accept that disability?
I think it was just over time.
Okay.
Constantly being afraid of it. And if I have to like recall one moment, it would be when I just finished a pageant interview. I was competing for the title of Miss Nevada Junior Teen United States, and I came out of my interview and I was sobbing to my mom. I said all the judges wanted to talk to me was about my eye. They're only going to remember me about the one-eyed freak, the one-eyed girl. They're not going to remember me for my accomplishments or what I've overcame, because it is rare that someone is blind in one eye. And right. so I just thought that they would remember me as that only, and I didn't want that for myself. And that was when my mom really, we had a heart-to-heart, and she told me that it's just because there aren't many people that have one eye, and there aren't many people that are overcoming obstacles like you have overcome, and at such a young age. So they're more interested in it, and they want to know more about you and how you're able to live with such a obstacle in your life. And that was when I realized that I could use this to inspire people and encourage them that our disability shouldn't define us, and we shouldn't allow it to hurt us or damage our self-esteem.
And since then, have you met other people? You say that this is a rare thing for someone to be blind in one eye, but mm-hmm. have you met anyone else with, you know, who is blind in one eye? Who have reached out to you and like shared a little story about themselves and hoping like you can inspire them a little bit more?
Well, I haven't met anyone with the same issue that I have.
Okay.
But I have met this one little boy. He is 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And I really made a connection with him, because just like me, he has Coats disease in his left eye. And okay. It's where he has blurry vision in that eye, and it's from, I believe it's from blood rushing through the eye. I'm not exactly sure, though, but it is something he struggles with, and he does, like me, his depth perception is off, and he's afraid to talk about it. When I first met him, he didn't want to talk to me about being blind. He didn't want to open up, which I don't blame him. He doesn't want to open up to some stranger about his biggest insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
But as I met with him, as I shared my story, he was able to explain to me how he was too afraid to join the baseball team because he was afraid his friends and the other boys on the team would make fun of him because he's not good at catching. He's not the best runner, all because of his eye. And as I was able to talk to him and say I had these same issues and I was able to overcome them by just repetition. So I was able to show him that being repetitive and doing something over and over again, and that's how you're able to overcome it. Of course, it's not going to be as easy for you. It's not going to be like your experience is going to be different from everybody else's on the team because you have a disability. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make you any lesser. It doesn't limit your ability to be the greatest baseball player, soccer player, whatever you want to be. That as long as he's repetitive, he puts his mind to a goal and does not let this define him, he can do anything he wants.
I agree with that. I think especially when it comes to like sports or, you know, becoming a cheerleader or whatever it may be, it's like everything that you're learning, I feel like it's kind of muscle memory.
Yes.
In a sense where mm-hmm. it's like when you practice the same routine over and over and over again, it almost comes natural and you can do it with both eyes closed.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a great message that you are sharing with so many people, especially children.
Yeah.
Is that one, don't ever let your disabilities define who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not make you less of a person. But like I said, it's sad how some people out there will define you by that disability.
Yes,
and will not accept you as you are and see mm-hmm. all of the other accomplishments that you were able to overcome through it. Go back to you becoming a cheerleader and all of that. How and what really pushed you to wanting to do all of those things that you accomplished?
So growing up, I have always looked up to my older sister, Jory,
mm-hmm.
and she was on a cheer team. And when she wasn't looking or she wasn't paying attention, I would sneak into her room. I would steal her pom-poms. And I just dreamed of being a cheerleader because I looked up to my sister so much.
Yeah.
And so I went to try out for my first competitive cheer team. And I told them about my accommodation, my disability. And they said, unfortunately, you're not able to become a cheerleader because it is a safety hazard. Because there is so much flipping and throwing and there's a lot going on at once. You have to be very aware.
Right.
That perception is very important. And I was heartbroken. I went home and I cried and I cried. But I got up, I went to another cheer gym, and instead of just going to try out right away, I found a tumbling coach who believed in me and believed that I could overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tumbling classes, tumbling privates, 4 to 5 times a week. And then once I was able to get that down, I was able to prove to this cheer team that being blind in my eye doesn't hold me back. It doesn't make me lesser of an athlete than anybody else on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am working just as hard, as if harder.
Yep.
And another thing that they were worried about was being held reliable if I were to be hit in my good eye.
Right.
And causing me to become blind. And I believe that it was just a risk that I had to take. I didn't want to, I don't want to risk that ever, but I don't want it to stop me from being able to do something that I love or something that I've always dreamed of doing.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you are completely right. And I mean, that is just completely right. And I think that obviously a lot of people do sometimes are a little worried about the risk that might happen if they do step out of their comfort zone and like actually do it, of either being the risk of being completely blind or just any risk at all. It is scary. However, did you really feel that there was going to be a possibility for you to become completely blind through cheer?
No, it's not something that I feared, but there has been a numerous amount of times that a flyer has fallen and I caught her and her hand punched me in the eye, or I was flying and I fell, and when the bases caught me, I just fell wrong. And so it was a risk, but it was actually my eye doctor that convinced me to just go for it.
Really?
My mom and my dad were very skeptical of it.
Yeah.
Because they were like, it's not something we want you to risk. It's not something we want you to do, because the cheer gym is correct. Like, it is a liability and it is dangerous.
Yeah.
But my eye doctor explained to me how this is just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, he told me, he was the one that inspired me to just go with it, kind of, that mm-hmm. this is who I am and this is how I have to overcome things and how I have to learn how to do things. And that even if there is a liability in place or an obstacle, there is nothing that can really stop me from pursuing my dreams, not mm-hmm. even a disability.
Yeah. And so with him encouraging you to actually go through with all of that, he probably didn't even think that that was possible to happen, right? Or did he go over what may happen if something would?
He just was constantly reminding me to be extremely careful.
Okay.
He does recommend that I wear safety glasses on my eyes at all times, mm-hmm. just in case something crazy were to happen in a split second. And I did wear glasses while I was cheerleading, and they were like hard glass glasses that didn't break, didn't come off, anything to protect my eye. But I didn't wear them all the time as I should, because it is hard to throw people in the air. It's hard to be thrown in the air.
Yeah.
To flip, to tumble while you have glasses on.
And with competitive cheerleading, is it required for every single person there to be able to tumble and like do all the flips and all of that?
No, it's not required, mm-hmm. but it is how you are placed on a team.
Okay.
So if you don't have any tumbling, you'd be placed on level 1.
Okay.
If you did have the highest amount of tumbling, you'd be placed on level 5, and okay. that was the highest level. I was a level 4 cheerleader.
Okay.
I got to level 5 tumbling, but by then I wanted to transfer over to high school cheer and get that high school experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And what's the difference between competitive cheer and high school cheer?
High school cheer is less intense.
Okay.
It's more laid back. It's more about having fun with your teammates, cheering on your school, being mm-hmm. a school leader. And that's something that I really admired about being a high school cheerleader, was encouraging my classmates to come to the football games, to get involved, to have fun and to support their school and support their teams.
Okay.
Yeah. So high school cheer is more of you're cheering for something.
Okay.
You're actually cheering people on.
Yeah.
Competitive cheer is more of just gymnastics, acrobats, all of that dancing, all of that put into one routine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, bring it on.
Exactly, yes.
And
high school cheer does have that aspect as well. So
yeah. Don't they, like, send you off and to like a competitive cheer competition?
Yes, a lot of high schools do, but my high school did not, unfortunately. But we do that as well when we would do our assemblies, or okay. we would do a performance for Grandparents' Day or any type of event. So we still had that aspect of having a routine and having to work for something,
mm-hmm.
putting all of this together, but it wasn't as intense, and we were still cheerleading. We were still encouraging people to get involved and to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. Mm-hmm. So I know you mentioned being bullied when you were in elementary school, correct?
Yes.
Now, when you moved on to high school, did you still see some bullying, or was it just something that, because you were able to accept it from a young age, people just started to embrace it with you?
In high school, there wasn't as much bullying.
Okay.
So while I was in elementary school, I developed a cataract in my left eye. The cataract didn't affect my vision because I'm already completely blind in mm-hmm. that eye. All I see is black. But it did affect the way my eye looked. My eye was completely gray. And okay. by then, you could tell that I was blind in my left eye. So I had the cataract surgery to remove the gray, to remove the cataract, so my eye does look normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have muscle surgery, so I wasn't cross-eyed anymore as well. So I was walking around with an eye patch on all the time. Or before, when my eye was gray, I was walking around with a gray eye. And that scared a lot of kids. I don't think they were wanting to be mean. I didn't think they wanted to make fun of somebody that had a disability, but I think it was something that was different, and it was
yeah.
something that possibly scared of.
Yeah.
For sure. So as I got into high school, my eye, you wouldn't be able to tell if I was fully blind in my eye unless I told you.
Okay.
And once I opened up to people, my classmates, my friends, about being blind in my eye, it was something that they were interested in and something they wanted to learn more about. And that is another reason why I was so inspired to start Blind to Disability, because it is interesting. I have a very interesting and unique story, and I think that with my story and with what I've overcame and what I've accomplished, I can inspire a lot of people.
I 100% agree with you, and I'm looking at you right now and I'm trying to tell, like, if I can see the difference, and you can't, not unless you open up to someone. And honestly, speaking to you today, I am so interested to learn even more about, you know, being blind in your left eye and how you've overcome so much. I think it's, like I said, it's truly inspiring, and it definitely inspires me.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
That means so much to me. Sometimes you can tell if I'm like looking in a certain light. Mm-hmm. You'll see a reflection in that eye. And a lot of times when I'm modeling and I forget to tell a photographer about my eye, that eye photographs differently.
Okay.
And so, you know, when like you use flash to take a photo, I only have one red eye and I have a silver eye.
Okay.
So it's like, it's little things like that. And photographers would be like, I saw my reflection in your eye in the photo. And I was, it's just something that if I forget to tell a photographer, they're like, wait, is something wrong with my camera? Am I lighting? I've been asked that multiple times by photographers.
That's so crazy how lighting can like affect your eye in a way where it's like you can tell the difference, or you can see like a little bit of a difference.
Yeah,
it's just so weird. So with all of the surgeries that you've had in your eye, so all of that just helped it look a little normal?
Yes, it just helped it look more regular and not like I was blind, because growing up, I did grow up in a pageant setting. I did grow up always dreaming of being a model. And so I believe if my mom thought in the best interest for my dreams and what I wanted to pursue in my life, that I should go on with these surgeries to reach my fullest potential in those career paths.
Yeah. I think it's really cool too. And I think that you being a part of pageants and you being a cheerleader and like you accomplishing all of these really cool goals, like I think that's where people are really able to be inspired and want to do things in their life or want to step out of their comfort zone.
That's my entire like meaning or point behind blind to disability, is just to get people to step out of their comfort zone, to inspire them that they don't have a disability, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, and I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I truly love your message.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so while we wrap up here, is there anything else that you would like to share with all of our listeners today?
I would like to share that currently, right now, I am sending out Blind to Disability bracelets, and they are free, and I will send out a handwritten note from me as well. If you would like a Blind to Disability bracelet, you could go ahead and just message at Blind to Disability on Instagram, and I will be sure to send you a bracelet. It is completely free, and you'll get a handwritten note. I love to hear other people's stories as well. I meet with a lot of people from 5 years old to 35 years old, and I love to listen to their stories, because not only am I trying to inspire people, I am also being inspired by these people. And it's something that I really look forward to, because I know I am making a difference.
Yeah, which you ultimately, you are making a huge difference impacting all of these lives with an amazing message, really.
Yeah.
And a personalized message, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm also working with a couple of local eye doctors here in the Las Vegas area to help raise money to fund for people who cannot afford the necessary eye care.
Okay.
And so that is something that I've been working on putting together fundraisers, getting all the right documentation for these types of things. And it's something that I hope that will happen very soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it will happen very soon. Thank you. And that's truly amazing and inspiring that you are working on something like that to help people who don't have the means to get the type of care.
Yes, I feel like that is something that is very forgotten about or overlooked, mm-hmm. is how important eye care is.
Yeah.
And so it's something that I think I can make a really big difference, even if it's just starting off small with a couple of doctors or a couple of people in the Las Vegas area. You have to start somewhere. So that's why if I start here, I can start making this more, bringing awareness to this, how important eye care is.
Yeah. Aww. Good for you, Tinley. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you and proud to know you. why don't you tell us where we can find you other than your Blind to Disability page? Does the Blind to Disability page have a website link to it?
No, so I am wanting to set up a website. Okay. I've been very busy with school, mm-hmm. work, Blind to Disability, all of that. So we'll have a website set up soon, and you can find that at Blind to Disability Instagram as well. But if you wanted to find me on anything else, my personal Instagram is at Tinley McCorder, and you can find me on Twitter at McCorder Tinley, and I'm on Facebook as well, just my name, Tinley McCorder.
And you just started a YouTube channel, right?
Oh, yes. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
So I did just start a YouTube channel, and that is at Tinley McCorder as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I'm so excited to share my story with you.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who is out there listening. If you liked what you heard, please tell a friend and share Bubblegum Kim Podcast. And don't forget to rate and leave a review. Thank you. Bye.